following partial recording was taken from The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. The Peopling of the Earth, Adam. Question number 50. Did the human species begin with one single man?
No, the man known as Adam was neither the first nor the only one to populate the earth.
Question number 51. Can we know when Adam lived?
More or less at the time assigned to him, about 4,000 years B.C.
Author's remarks for question number 51. The man whom tradition regards by the name of Adam was one of those who somewhere survived one of the great cataclysms that have modified the Earth's surface in different eras. He became the progenitor of one of today's current races. The laws of nature contradict the opinion that the amount of human progress accomplished well before the time of Christ took only a few centuries, which would have had to have been the case if mankind had only come into existence at the date assigned to Adam. Some regard Adam, and with good reason, as a myth or allegory personifying one of the world's earliest ages. The diversity of human races. Question number 52. Where did the physical and moral differences that distinguish the Earth's various races come from?
From climate, lifestyle, and custom. The same would happen if two siblings from the same mother were each raised differently and far apart. They would show no moral resemblance to each other.
Question number 53. Did humankind first appear at various points on the globe?
Yes, but at different periods, which is another cause of human race diversity. Later, humankind spread throughout the different climatic zones, and new types arose in the course of interbreeding between different races.
Subquestion number 53. Do these different races imply distinct species?
Certainly not. All are of the same family. Do the different varieties of the same fruit mean that they do not all belong to the same species?
Question number 54. Since the various human types have not all come from the same ancestor, mightn't they cease to regard one another as brothers and sisters?
All are brothers and sisters in God because they are animated by the same spirit and strive towards the same goal. You always want to take words literally.
The plurality of worlds. Question number 55. Are all the globes spinning through space inhabited?
Yes, and contrary to what the Earthlings believe, they themselves are far from being first in intelligence, goodness, and perfection. Nevertheless, there are individuals who think they know the whole truth of the matter and imagine that this little planet is the only one privileged enough to be inhabited by reasoning beings. Pride and vanity. They fancy that God has created the universe only for Earthlings.
Author's remarks for question number 55. God has populated all worlds with living beings, all working towards the final objective of providence. To believe that living beings are limited only to their own particular spot in the universe is to doubt the wisdom of God. However, God has never made anything without a purpose and must have intended these worlds to fulfill a more important role than simply entertaining our eyes. Moreover, there is nothing in the Earth's position, size, or composition that could reasonably support the notion that to the exclusion of many thousands of similar worlds, it alone is privileged with being inhabited. Question number 56. Is the physical composition of all the different globes the same?
No, they do not resemble one another at all.
Question number 57. Since the physical composition of all the various worlds is not the same, do the beings inhabiting them have a different physical organization?
Of course. Just as on yours, fish are made for living in the water, and birds for living in the air.
Question number 58. Do the worlds furthest from the sun lack light and heat, since the sun would appear only as a distant star to them?
Do you believe that the sun is the only source of light and heat? What about electricity? On some worlds, electricity plays a role unknown to you, which is much more important than the role it plays on Earth. Besides, we have never said that all beings are made of the same matter as you, with organs similar to yours.
Author's remarks for question number 58. The existence of beings on the various worlds depends on the appropriate environmental conditions in which they are intended to live. If we had never seen fish, we would not understand how certain beings could live in the water. The same applies to other worlds, which no doubt contain elements unknown to us. On the Earth itself, do we not see the long polar nights being illuminated by the electricity of the aurora borealis? On other worlds, is it not possible that electricity is more abundant than on ours and performs a general role with effects we cannot comprehend? Hence, it could well be that those worlds self-contain the light and the heat sources required by their inhabitants.